was related to somebody that owned that station.
Yeah, he was a nephew of Mr. Buchanan. Wow. Stan fired me.
Okay. Oh, really? What'd you do?
you weren't hanging off Bush's balls hard enough, I guess, huh?
No, I tried to start a competing multiple listing service.
Oh, real estate deal, huh? How's your real estate going, man?
Not too good. I'm going to break out the old Democrat ski mask.
They're going to have to, well, I guess they could throw money at the 1%, and that, you know, of course, I would have thought that, well, after you almost single-handedly crashed the economy there, and my boy had to save it up for you, ain't no money left.
You guys have met, I take it, huh?
Yes, we have. We're best of friends already.
Did you use the hand sanitizer? Did you?
Yeah, whatever, dude.
I know you'll have to speak up.
I'll try and do my best, you know.
You can turn that in. You can turn it.
Being that we're out here in the middle of...
You can sit at an angle here.
Nowhere. I mean, they chased Kim Wade all the way out of the county now. I mean, it's ridiculous. Next thing you know, it'll be...
All right, here we go.
All right, folks, we're back. This is your host, who? Radio Strongman, Kim Wade. Coming to you alive from WYAB 1039 FM. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, it's Friday. We made it through another week here in the city of Jackson. And as you know, Jackson is a city that's dominated by Democrats. And whenever you have a lot of Democrats in control, and when there's a numerical majority and they take political control of the city, what are you going to have? Senseless murder, random violence, and general mayhem. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, another hour and 52 minutes, it'll be the beginning of the Gun and Knife Club here in the city of Jackson. And that's when young Democrat kids get to affect their own stimulus package by robbing and stealing and killing and doing all those other things that we've come to know those they need Democrats for. And folks, I have some heart-rendering news to tell you this afternoon. For those of you who follow me on Facebook, my Facebook friends, due to the lack of security here at WYAB, I know you're not going to believe this here, folks, but there's actually somebody out there that you could actually find more reprehensible than my friend David L. Archie. Folks, we have how should I build this guy?
You're at a loss for words.
I am, folks. We have in the studios with us Tim Fuller. That's right, my Facebook friends, the Fuller, from the Facebook pages that had to be banned upon his tasteless commentary upon the passing of our friend Mark Mayfield, who is only, Tim has only been allowed to post here recently. But he's here in the studios, folks. He is on the run. I told him when he was mentioned about coming in that security would be tight, that he would need to act white when he came in here. Otherwise, he could very well be arrested. And he is on his best behavior. As you know, Tim is a JSU grad. He is from Iowa or somewhere up north, and of course he spent the last several years over in Germany on the run with Roman Polanski, I believe. But nonetheless, he's here in the studios with Tim. What's going on?
Hey, I hear you, Kim. Anytime you're lost in thought, I understand. It's unfamiliar territory for you. But yeah, I've been over Germany for 5 years. Fortunately, my wife didn't outlive my mother-in-law, so I got chased out of there with a dog and four suitcases. But you know, when you only have a dog and four suitcases, the best place to go is Mississippi. So here I am.
Well, and I see that you you brought the dog with you, and he's kind of upset. I saw his broken countenance as I passed him in the car there. He was doing something like, give me a rope and a chair or something, some kind of message he was trying to say.
Well, I had to bring him along, you know, because, well, I see that in the 5 years since you and I last had a conversation that they've banished you to the, you know, greater kingdom of Outer Mongolia here, just just down the street from the Yahoo jail or something, I don't know. I mean, I had to keep my eyes peeled so I didn't hit any deer getting out of here, you know, it's ridiculous.
Well, folks, people who don't know, who's recent listeners to the Kim Wade Show, Tim and I, Tim used to be a regular co-host and visitor to the Kim Wade Show when I was at another station over on Lakeland Drive. And Tim was, I won't say he was a crowd favorite, he was clearly a crowd irritant. I mean, this guy here is like a rock in your shoe.
Hey, wherever I go, there's going to be a crowd, man. You didn't see my Facebook post from St. Patty's Day.
Well, that's not a crowd. That's what we call a posse.
Hey, a crowd is one girl hugging up on me, my friend. You know, I'm just about your age, I think. I mean, you know, not quite as bad. I like to say Kim's one pork rind away from blowing the left ventricle out. So you guys that like him, you want to appreciate him while you can.
Well, folks, as you know, Tim is a... Now, out of all the guests I've ever had on the show... Now, Tim is a raving lunatic. He's a left-wing loony. He is a liberal extraordinaire. He's everything that's wrong with America.
Oh, Kim, it's high... No, look, I'm Mississippi Motor Mouth, man. It's high-octane...
BS.
Yeah. No, somebody has to come up here and push back against this. You know, what's that quote there? All that you need for... fascism to take over is for men of good cheer and goodwill to sit by idly. I can't sit by idly, Kim.
Well, yes, you could. You sit on ice for 5 years while you're doing extended.
Hey, I watched the complete series of Boondocks while I was overseas. I know where they got Uncle Ruckus. I mean, you got to be mad that you didn't come up with the reverse vitiligo line, man. I'll bet you cry yourself to sleep every night on that one, huh?
Folks, we have Tim Fuller in the studios with us, and Tim, as I was pointing out, he is, out of all the liberals I've ever had to debate and engage in on a conversation, Tim has probably been the most nimblest on his foot, on his feet, rather, in terms of responses and being able to hold his own. And so we tip the fedora to Tim, but I can guarantee you, a little bit of Tim will go a long way. Now, you put him and David L. Archie in the studios together, folks, I'm telling you, this whole town would have hepatitis.
Hey, let me tell you something, Kim. You get a little taste of Tim, and you can't let it go, man. I'm better than crack, let me tell you. Folks, all my good Democrat friends out there know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah, I hear you, buddy.
Yeah, and Tim, now where did you go to school, Tim?
Which time? Which school?
Well, we're not talking about reform school.
Oh, well, yeah. Look, I want you to know something. I was the head of the Optimist Club in reform school, dude, but at Jackson State's where I got my degree.
Oh, that was called the prayer, that was prayer room, bro.
Well, that was just another one of the languages I had to learn. You know, I speak six languages, Kim. You know, that black, white, rich, poor, city, and country. You know, it's, of course, my wife spoke the real languages, but I don't have her around to translate for me anymore, so I can't slide through, you know, Europe with the ease that I did at one time.
Well, we do want to note the passing of your wife, who obviously escaped that hostage situation.
Well, you know, she appeared on your show in support of the schools down there, Jackson Public Schools. She was one of the better counselors they had down there at Clausell Elementary. I don't know if you remember, she brought little kids up here, and you were quite nice in letting them, I think they were singing, I hope they weren't singing something to you. I'm sure it was something, you know, uplifting and cheerful, but you did let them have the mic, and she was very...
When I said that, I didn't mean for them to walk off with the mic.
Well, look, dude, they're in training, dude. You know, these kids have free lunches. They're looking for opportunity, Kim.
And I tell you the truth. Our number is 601-879-0002. If you ever want to say something to Tim Fuller, now is your time to tell him exactly what you feel. You know, because Tim can be a little bit caustic in his comments. Tack is not his strong suit, and certainly home training is something he's not familiar with.
Yes, I don't suffer fools greatly. Is that what you're trying to say, Kim?
Well, Tim, it's not that. It's just that you just don't know how to treat people.
We just need higher taxes. We just need to tax wealth and, you know, put in some sidewalks in this town. If you want to have some economic development, you got to have some place to walk, for crying out loud.
Well,